music Zettel.
He loved me not because he likes him, likes him, likes him.
With James Humberstern.
But he loves every man because God loves him. God loves him.
A guppy lives in every piece of dirt on the earth. The cells in the universe are lashes in our lips and our skins and the moment of our birth. A guppy's in the seas, the whales to the pearls, the waves.
Welcome to Music Zettel, a podcast about engaging students in creative, pluralist music making, drawing on my own work as an academic, a teacher, a composer, and a producer. So, welcome to the second show. I'm not as tightly scripted for these three shows because what I thought I would do is that I would open up the resource kit that I've made and just talk through it. And then you, the listener, can open it up alongside and go through it that way. Or you can listen to this maybe on your drive into work. And then when you get to work, hopefully everything that you see in the resource will completely make sense and you can chuck it straight into your lesson plans for the week if you want to. So the address that you'll find these resources at is a little bit long. I'm going to say it anyway. It's humberstone.craft.me/ Agape Riverside, and Agape and Riverside has a capital A and a capital R, and that's Agape with an I, A-G-A-P-I, Riverside. It's called Agape Riverside because this is the version that I have made to go with the performances at the Riverside Theatre in Parramatta at the end of this month, and if you're listening in a long way in the future, this month was February 2024. And those performances actually have school matinees in the, I can't remember exactly what time, I think 11 o'clock in the morning. So that allows you to get to school, cancel all of your classes for the day, come to the show, which is about an hour and 15 minutes, and then maybe get some lunch in that nice area along the street in Parramatta, near the theatre, where there are hundreds of cafes and restaurants and really nice, funky places to eat. Don't worry if you didn't get that address, because I will put it in the show notes. And if you just head off to my website, which is humberstone.org, you'll very easily see the see links from the landing page. Or you can go to the blog, where I wrote a blog on this exact same topic just earlier in the week. All right. So the music that you heard at the start of the podcast was from the title track, which is also the finishing track of the whole show, the title track Agape. And you heard three different interesting layers in there, one of them being a quote of Martin Luther King's speech about Agape, one of them being Luca Lesson's rap about Agape and the way that he sees it and understands it and the way that it fits into what we've learned in the story of Agape and other kinds of love, and also a soprano vocal, which in the demo that you've just heard, the album is to be released later in the year, so it'll sound a little bit crisper and have some new layers in it. But in the demo, the vocalist was performed by my daughter, who came and improvised in my studio with me, I think all the way back in 2020 when Luca and I first started work on this in lockdown. We're all remembering those days, but forgetting them very fast at the same time. Let's just have a listen to a little bit more of that song from later in the song, where those three layers are in use again. The singer, Martin Luther King, and some rapping from Luca.
You and me, we hang in the balance of gravity. We gravitate to each other based on the luminosity. We orbit around the sun, cause she's the one shining. When we shine with the guppy, love becomes reality. We
balance of gravity. We gravitate to each other.
I've got the bass synth, which was recorded. You can, if you look at the little icon, if you actually recognise the synth, then I'll know that you're a proper nerdy tech, nerdy tech music teacher, because it's my Arturia Mini Brute, which sits here in my studio. It's my mono synth in my studio. And I played the bass line on that in this song and in some of the other songs as well. There is also a sort of a layered piano and synthesizer, which plays probably the main instrumental hook. There's the drum part, which I've just got a little excerpt of, and strings, which are sustained sample strings. I actually forget which sample library I used at that point. Doesn't really matter, but I think it was East West Hollywood. And so the idea of providing those six different layers is to allow students to sort of deconstruct the song. So the song itself is embedded in the resource. They can listen to the song, get to know it. You could have a chat with them about what a guppy is, what he's rapping about, what the meaning of the whole song is. We could see whether anybody recognizes the sample. Does anybody recognize the famous MLK? You know, the kind of conversations that you can have with students. And I should say, this first resource of the three rapping about history, I've written because I'm writing in New South Wales terms because we've got the Parramatta performance coming up. I'm really envisaging to be for those sort of, you know, year 7 and 8 mandatory classes. Now, of course, that's not to say you couldn't use these materials with younger kids. Definitely year 5s and 6s would have no problems with this kind of thing. And if you wanted to give it a go with, elective music students as a way of getting into different musical styles, such as this hip hop, then you could use it for that at all. I'm thinking about students of that age, and therefore I'm thinking about the skill of being able to pick out sounds from a texture, layers from within a texture. And it's something that we trained musicians quite often, you know, sort of find really easy. Part of our training, we've done lots of oral skills and things like that. So we find it really easy to just listen and hear in different layers going on. But our students find that really hard. I'm sure you know, especially if you've taught this age group. They'll quite often be able to hear the lead vocal, or if there's like a big hook on something like an electric guitar or something, that's easy to hear. But much harder to hear things like basses or different more complex layers like the string sounds, or to pick out individual instruments inside the drum kit, that kind of thing. So I've provided those there so they can hear it. And then what I have done is that I have reverse engineered that so that they can then build their own song. So those of you who know the way that I teach, I actually started off my teaching life not as a training as a classroom teacher, but as a composer who'd finished a composing degree and was working on a master's, and I was asked to come and teach some composition in a school. And because both of my parents had been teachers and I'd seen them during the implementation of the national curriculum in the UK, I'd seen them struggle with all of the mountains of paperwork and things that went on with that, I swore I was never going to become a teacher. But anyway, I found myself in the classroom for a term, teaching composition to high school kids mainly senior high school kids. And I absolutely loved it. I loved working with young people. I loved their the way that they thought creatively. And, I loved bringing that creativity out in them more. And that's sort of how I ended up becoming a classroom teacher and going and training as a teacher, and even ending up now as a music education researcher as well. So my whole shtick is get to the creative as quickly as you can. And I don't actually separate the creative up from ideas of performing and composing and improvising, because I think that those things are much more fluid in many musical cultures. I think that performing a piece of music, you know, with your own interpretation can be just as creative as creating a new piece of music from scratch or improvising along with a piece of music. So this isn't a levels thing. It's just a general philosophy about getting into creativity. And in this case, and because it's my kind of area of expertise, I like to get into music creation, i.e. starting from scratch or starting from a point, maybe a given point where you can add your own music. So there are three steps in the given resource. And the first step is for students to choose their own musical layers, which I provide in loops, and to combine them to make an instrumental texture. Now, of course, you might be thinking, well, my students have made songs with loops before, so we've done that. That's a waste of time. Don't worry. These loops are actually based on the loops from the song. So it's still, in a way, like a study, if you like. I'm doing air quotes here, which you can't see because this is a podcast. It's like a study of a set repertoire. But also, of course, they can create their own. That's something that we get into in that particular section. Then the next thing that they're going to do is they're going to find a historical speech like the Martin Luther King one, and then they're going to write their own verse that fits with those ideas. And they'll have, by the time they've done that, they'll have created their own song. Now, how long this takes to do, I haven't written out, you know, standard lesson plans or a unit of work or anything like that. I have included some assessment ideas. But how long it takes to do really will just depend on how used they are to working in software and working with loops, and how quickly your students, because every community is different, how quickly your students can get over that, self-awareness thing of creating some of their own music. So in part one, as I mentioned a second ago, I've provided loops. So what I've done is I've taken the idea of a piano synth loop and I've created two. Drum kit, so I've created two of those. Bass, so I've created two of those, one that's more kind of electronic and one that's more kind of acoustic. And then strings, suspended strings loops as well. So here's what some of those sound like. And then I've provided a loop, a file of loops of all of those loops, but I've done it in a bunch of different formats so that hopefully whatever DAW, DAW, digital audio workstation, you use, it will work with it. And all of the ones that I had here at my fingertips, five of them, I have made step-by-step instructions for using the loops. So Audacity, which probably everybody knows, it's a free audio workstation for Windows and Mac and even Logic. And if you've used Audacity a lot in the past and you're like, oh, we hate Audacity, the way it saves its files is really annoying and you constantly have corrupted things opening up. Well, I would say if it's the only option you have out of the five that I've listed, give it another go. Because it's been updated quite a lot recently, and it's even got some new beats and measures and audio stretching features. So you can actually, they haven't, you know, I won't say that it's sort of like, you know, using a loop-based program like GarageBand or Acid or something like that, but it's on the way there. So I've also provided instructions for Ableton Live, because that's what I wrote Agapi in, so that was easy. BandLab, which is a DAW that works in the browser that I know lots and lots of schools got into when we were doing the horrible online teaching that we missed so much. And also Soundtrap, which again is another DAW that runs in the browser, super popular. So I've got step-by-step instructions for both of those. And then finally, GarageBand, which of course, because it ships with every Mac, well, and iPad actually, although I haven't tested these on the iPad version of GarageBand. So that may be something that I might need to work with someone to do. If that's useful for you, maybe get in touch. But of course, the instructions for GarageBand also work for Logic Pro X, because that's GarageBand's thing. And then what I have provided also in there is a little example of what those loops can sound like once they have been combined, as a little example. And so here's what that sounds like. So that's part one. And what I've asked students to do there, you know, is create their own version or song like Agape. And then I've provided at the end of that a little page on thinking about assessment. So what is it that the students can do? And again, for this version of the resource, I've used New South Wales terms just because we've got these school matinees coming up in New South Wales, but my next plan is to do this to Australian curriculum terminology, which, to be honest, isn't that different, and also to map to the syllabus outcomes. Again, I've done New South Wales Stage 4 syllabus outcomes, and I will do Australian curriculum as well at some point soon. So anyway, if you go and have a look in those assessment parts, I've got simple statements. Students can combine audio and or MIDI files to create sophisticated textures from multiple loops / layers. Students can structure musical layers to create and maintain musical interest. And then an optional one, students may create extra musical elements in C major, showing an understanding of key signature, pitch, and performing in time with the given tempo, duration. And then, as I say, I've mapped those to syllabus outcomes, ready to go. So that's part one. They've already created four layers of a song, and there may be some, they may have created some of their own music in there as well. So on to part two. As I mentioned, part two is to create choose an historical speech or some other material from the past, like the Martin Luther King sample, and then add that into their song. And I was lucky enough to find an internet archive website that's got a bunch of famous speeches. And so I've shown an example in the resource of me taking the President Nixon's announcement of the end of the Vietnam War and then downloading it and cutting it into the loops that I provided in the first part. So the second part, you know, you can tell it's going to be one of those things where actually the work that the student's going to do is probably only half an hour to an hour in terms of download the file and cut it up, because you're not going to use something like a 20-minute speech. You're only going to use some key statements like we did in the Martin Luther King, and then arrange those cut-up bits so that they work well with the music. Now, I say that's, you know, half an hour to an hour's work, but of course, we all know what it's like when you're doing that kind of work and what it can be like for a school student to be doing that kind of work. It can be very easy to want to listen to all of 10 different speeches, all of which take an hour. And, you know, so you might need to actually create some time limits around this one. I would say that, it, you know, it could easily be done in a week or a week with homework. Sorry, as in a single lesson, like an hour lesson, or an hour lesson with homework. But anyway, at the end of that, I provide again just to show them as a model. They've already got the Agape model, but just to say, look, here's what I can do with the resources you've been given, and I provide just a couple of the loops put together. As shared before, with the President Nixon excerpt over the top, which sounds like this.
We today have concluded an agreement to end the war and bring peace with honor in Vietnam. The following statement is being issued at this moment in Washington and Hanoi. At 12:30 Paris time today, January 23, 1973, the agreement on ending the war and restoring peace in Vietnam was initialed by Dr. Henry Kissinger on behalf of the United States and Special Advisor Lee Duc Tho on behalf of the Democratic Republic of Vietnam.
So part three is, you know, it's always the difficult bit when you ask students to do their own thing. I'm a really big fan with early songwriting of, you know, anything goes. So if students want to, you know, rap the exact same words that they cut out of the speech, or just speak them, you know, in a very similar kind of way, or echo the speechwriter, something that they find, you know, just easy, then I am, you know, really, really down with that whole idea. On the other hand, if they want to, you know, create a beautiful sung melody, then that's great as well. What I've done in the resource is provide a bit of an in-between. I know everyone is, you know, living in AI world time at the moment, but I found a website called the Song Lyrics Generator, which asks you a load of questions, and then you answer those questions and it spits out suggested song lyrics for you, which you can then use, you know, and you could rap them or you could sing them. So I've provided those, and I've also provided, oh, I didn't mention the assessment items for part two, but I've also provided assessment items for part two and part three. I haven't made an example of me singing or playing the lyrics that I provide there, mainly because I'm a very old man and very boring, and they probably don't want to listen to me awkwardly doing rapping. That's why Luca does it in the show. You know, if anybody out there gets a student who does something like this and they'd like to provide that as an exemplar bit of work for students, feel free to share, because that would be pretty fantastic. Okay, there you go. That's all of that. All of those resources are there on that website. I won't read it out again, but it'll be in the show notes, or just go to my website, humberstone.org, click through and feel free to download it, use it in your own teaching, remix it any way you like. In the next podcast, which is coming out in a couple of days, if you're listening on the day this one comes out, I'm going to be talking about the next package. There are three packages, which is designed for older students. It's some materials on the sound worlds that I designed for the show Agape. And it's got, again, more musical creativity, fun ways of exploring the ideas that are in the show. I hope that you will come back and enjoy that one too. Okay. Cheers, thanks for listening. On a search for forgiveness, the black sheep in the herd, the frankincense and myrrh, the blessings in the curses, the lessons we get. Music Settle was written, presented, and produced by James Humberstone. Towards their true north on a search and a break. Music in this episode was composed by James Humberstone. The spirals we find in our quiet conversations, the building blocks of us, the stuff that makes us up.